Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with financial advisor and co-founder of Beacon Capital Management, Pete Benson. Of course, Beacon Capital Management is located right here in Middle Tennessee with offices in Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, and Mount Juliet. And as always, we're grateful that you're spending some of your weekend with us. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone was threatening you or your family, would you sit back and take it? Or would you do something about it and protect yourself? Well, today, that will be the spirit of our show as we identify seven retirement killers to avoid. And of course, we'll share how to defend yourself against them too. Now, this is actually a two-part series. So today we're covering the first four retirement killers and concluding the list next weekend. So if you enjoyed today's topic, be sure and tune in next week as well. Now, Pete, this is an interesting topic, but it's also a very important one because it's full of information that if you can understand, especially in retirement, it can help put you in a better position.
Yeah, it's kind of sobering, too. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, this was just in 2022, Retirement Confidence Survey, only 28% of responders said they were very confident they would have enough money for a comfortable retirement. And 58% said preparing for retirement makes them feel very stressed. It feels like it's now more than ever, there are threats to your financial future lurking around every corner. Things like inflation, a gloomy economy, geopolitical catastrophes, yeah. A volatile stock market, a vacuum of leadership in the U.S., and we could go on and on.
Yeah, the list can go on. And so the point here is you and I need to arm ourselves with the right financial tools, per se, to help protect what you've saved during all those hard decades worth of work. And that's the idea today behind discussing these seven retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address them. Now, the first retirement killer on the list has to do with assumptions. And Pete, one of my favorite sayings about assumptions is from Alan Alda. If you remember him, he was the actor that played Hawkeye on MASH. And he says, your assumptions are your windows on the world. Scrub them off every once in a while, or the light won't come in. And that's very true. This first killer is pie-in-the-sky investment return assumptions.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's scary. Some of the people that have come into our office and they've shown us some kind of a little plan that they've been working on, and what they're assuming to happen in the retirement years for returns is really way out there. If you're counting on 9% return average every single year for your plan to work and the market doesn't cooperate, you're going to run into trouble. What is your defense? Be conservative when making those assumptions about the market performance. Then if it does better, you're good to go. You can take an extra trip, do those extra things. But if not, then, you know, you definitely don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. And as a rule of thumb, your income plan should use a withdrawal rate of somewhere in the 4% rule, no more than that, of your investments to provide income to make sure that your investment portfolio is positioned in a way that avoids all those wild swings in the market.
And if you're just joining the conversation, welcome. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson, and you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your weekend with us as we're discussing seven retirement killers to avoid and, of course, how to defend yourself against those. And the first killer we're discussing today is pie-in-the-sky investment return assumptions. Now, Pete, you just mentioned the 4% rule, and some people live by that 4% rule. And it sounds really intuitive and simple, but I guess the big question is, does it work?
Well, in some cases it has worked and it will work. And for others, it may not work in their particular situation, depending on how their investments are set in place and that kind of thing. And so it's no longer just a universal rule of thumb that you can assume that it's going to lead to success every single time. And that's why What you need is a plan. What you need is a sustainable, reliable, predictable income plan. And what that means to us is think about this year and the volatility of the market and what you're seeing in the volatility of the market. And when you're seeing that, you know, it makes you to be concerned, especially if you're retired and you're using that money for income. You may have to take less trips, and there's things that you may have to do, even though you work 30 to 40 years to have confidence. Now you're very, very nervous. And if you're nervous or don't have a high degree of confidence on where your income is coming from, not just when the market's going up, but when the economy and doing well, but when the market's going down, whatever your strategy is, you probably don't have the right one if you're laying awake at night and worried about that.
That's a good point. And you mentioned in the beginning of the show, Pete, that only 28%, I wrote this down, only 28% of respondents said they were very confident when it came to living a comfortable retirement, which means that 72% of people, of Americans, are either only somewhat confident or not confident at all. Mm-hmm. And then you also said 58%, and I believe you said that 58% said that simply preparing, thinking about retirement makes them feel stressed. That's not a good number. So yeah. I think it leaves me with the question that I have for you. So are there some specific tactics or things that we can do to maybe alleviate some of this stress and then add back some of the confidence that we certainly are all after?
Yeah, I think one of the best things you can do is make sure that you have enough cash available for maybe 12 to 18 months or longer in the portfolio so that you're drawing from the cash. It's not going up and down. Hopefully, even right now, there's ways to make money on that cash. That's one of the good things about mm-hmm. what's happened here in the last couple of years. But you're not having to be a forced seller in a down market.
Right.
You know, if you're buying and selling at the worst possible time, then, you know, you're buying while it goes up, you're selling when it goes down, which in a portfolio, that can easily happen. So cash and stable investments, conservative investments in your portfolio, help you to get through a bear market. And that's where your income needs to come from. And then you can have money in the market that maybe is the money you're going to use 2 years from now, 4, 6, 8, 10 plus. Then that's the money that at the right possible time, you can again sell some of that and put it into the conservative and that kind of thing. And so that's one of the best things you can do. But just to summarize again on this point, Ben, I want to mention, you know, making sure that you're not basing those assumptions for retirement, which could be 2 to 3 decades long, on returns that are too high and withdrawals that are too high. I've seen people, you know, choose that 8, 9, and 10% assumption going up. But they've also said, I think I should be able, if I make that much money, I should be able to withdraw. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm just going to break even if all I'm doing is averaging 9% and I pull out 9%.
Right.
Well, that is not the way math works. And we'd love to show you why, so that you don't get a retirement killer a few years into your retirement.
Now, if you don't have a retirement income plan yet, or if you're foggy on the details, that's what we're here for. Now, maybe you're still harboring even some concerns or frustrations that your retirement plan didn't account for the high inflation we lived through in 2022 and then into 2023. Or maybe you are one of those that can relate to over 50% of Americans over the age of 50 mm-hmm. who fear outliving their savings, basically.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Afraid of running out of money and not confident with your portfolio can weather financial storms of a recession or just general stock market risk. A good solid income plan is foundational to a comprehensive retirement plan mm-hmm. that can take you into retirement and help you avoid being blindsided by those retirement threats that we're talking about.
That's right.
And that's why a retirement income analysis is a fabulous place to start.
That's right. Yeah, the retirement income analysis, that's going to be the best place that we know, or one of the best places we know that you can get started in this. So it's a simple process. So based on your current portfolio, as well as your personal dreams, your goals, we're going to show you what retirement number you should be aiming for. We're going to show you what a solid income plan looks like for you, which is going to include a reflection of your current income plan, a projection of your financial longevity, and as well as identifying those potential gaps and weaknesses in your plan so that we can look at opportunities for you and opportunities for even saving on taxes and fees. And it's all about having the right balance of growth money versus protected income. That's another thing that we're going to be looking through in this retirement income analysis.
Yeah, and all we need on your part is some basic information about your current financial situation. The best part is we offer all this to our listeners at absolutely no cost and no obligation. Even if you're already happy with and have a financial advisor, Beacon is ready. We'd love to give you a second opinion on your income plan. So schedule a retirement income analysis right now by reaching out to us at 615-488-9303. The last thing you want to do is run out of money in retirement. Again, that number, 615-488-9303.
So today we're talking about seven retirement killers to avoid. Now, what does Tony Robbins say is the key to a successful retirement? Yet, only a select group of retirees have this. We're going to get into that here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Well, cheers, and thanks for tuning in to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with my friend and one of the most caring financial advisors I've ever met, Pete Benson. So today, Pete and I are discussing seven retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address these. Now, the first retirement killer that we discussed was pie-in-the-sky investment return assumptions. Now, this is those assumptions that returns are going to be higher and even unrealistic. And then, like Pete said, some people, based on that high expected return, they take out higher withdrawals. And that just can add to some devastating results there. Mm-hmm. So your defense is to be conservative when making assumptions about your market performance. And Pete also mentioned this. I think this is worth bringing up again, that you may want to consider keeping at least 18 to 24 months in cash available in your portfolio so you're not forced to sell investment positions to pay income when the market value is down. And that helps give you a little bit of that protection. So what we're talking about today is working to take risk out of your retirement. That's one of the things that this all adds up to. So if retirement for you is a priority, then the geopolitical, the political environment that we're living in, along with this potential threat of higher taxes, it likely has you concerned. But Pete, sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control, but there are some practical things that we can control, even in an environment like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's look at killer number two, and this is your retirement killer, failing to have a written income plan. Mm. And unfortunately, and I'm saddened by this, very few people have a written income plan. When I say written, it doesn't mean that it has to be handwritten in ink in a book. What it means, though, is that even sitting on your computer in a software package, it really shows what your income is going to look like over the next 1 to 30 years if you're in retirement. And so having that written income plan, not just a hope and a wish and a prayer, but a written income plan. Soon-to-be retirees and already retired people often say that their number one worry is outliving their money, yet they're just winging it. Yeah. And what is your defense here? You need to have a plan, and you need to insist that your financial advisor gives you a written plan that really that you can look at and show that there isn't just, you know, again, a roulette table here. There is a real plan, and it makes sense to you. You should demand that. And your plan should tell how much you need from year to year and where that money's going to come from to replace your paycheck. Because, you know, being retired, it's really just being on permanent unemployment. Yeah. Your paycheck goes away, but the bills don't. And so a written income plan is like a compass. If you use it correctly, you'll always know where you're going and how to get there.
That's right. And speaking of written income plans, so a few years ago, John Maxson, Pete Benson, wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. And in there, they talk about having a written financial retirement plan, what it looks like. And the first chapter is even titled Everyone Needs a Plan. Hmm. Now, Money Enough for Life, it's always available on Amazon, but we'd like to offer it to you, our listener, free today by contacting us, 615-488-9303. Request your free book. Or you can always text the word book, B-O-O-K, to that same number, 615-488-9303. So by the way, if you're just tuning in, thanks for taking some time out of your weekend to join us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson, and we're covering 7 retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address them. The second one we're talking about is failing to have this ever-important written income plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to circle back on that because one of the things that we insist that the 9 or 10 advisors that we have at our office that are meeting with people on a daily and weekly basis, that they're able to give each of our clients a written income plan. Mm. And they get to sit down with each other and kind of go over that and walk them through it and show them the assumptions that are being used with conservative performance and then the kind of withdrawal rate that they can sustain with that. And sometimes people are spending money because their advisor has told them that there's all this money there and they're cool with that. And it's almost like the advisor wants to just please them, but they're not going to be pleased down the road when they find out that this thing is being depleted way quicker than it should. And so your plan needs to be worked on together. Another thing that we do is we get the client to help with some of the, you know, budgeting and assumptions and work on that. You should be able to give input to that, and you should be able to understand it.
Well, Pete, if you remember, I guess this has been several weeks ago, but we did a show on the 7 habits of highly successful retirees.
Right.
And a great show. And if it's something you'd like to listen to, you can always head over to our website, beaconcm.com, to listen to that. Again, it's called the 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retirees. And one of the first things that as we surveyed and researched, we found that successful retirees do is they have a written income plan. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something very important about that. And just to reiterate of how, like you said, it doesn't have to be written in handwritten on a piece of paper, but there's something about having it in black and white in front of you that you can, and know this is probably a point that you were going to, you can make adjustments. It's not a one and done. It's not something where you write it down and then you walk away and kind of wash your hands and, all right, well, I've got my written income plan.
A good solid income plan is going to help you address those concerns, those nagging fears. Fears tell us that there is something that we need to be aware of, and maybe it's missing, and maybe there's something you need to avoid. Fears are one of the emotions that aren't negative if we can take action and work to put ourselves in a better position. There can be a healthy fear. And that's why we offer the retirement income analysis as a great place to start to address this fear.
So what we'll do is, based on your current portfolio, as well as your, again, we're going to sit down with you and visit, and we're going to talk through your personal dreams, your goals, and then we're going to show you in this retirement income analysis what number, what retirement number you should be aiming for. There's not necessarily a magic number. It's all based on your goals, your dreams, where you're at. We're also going to show you what a solid income plan looks like for you. And in that, we'll show you, we'll give you a reflection of your current income plan, a projection of your financial longevity. And that's also going to identify potential gaps in your income planning, including opportunities for savings on things like taxes and fees. Mm. And it's going to look at and really analyze, do you have the right balance of growth money as well as protected income? Extremely important to do.
Absolutely, Ben. And all we need from you, the listener, is some basic information about your current financial situation. The best part is there's no cost and no obligation. We do all the heavy lifting. And even if you already have a financial advisor, we'd love to give you a second opinion on your income plan just to compare. To schedule a free retirement income analysis, call us right now. Reach out to us at 615-488-9303. Again, that number, 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're talking about 7 retirement killers to avoid. Well, think about this. Is it possible that your children might be putting your retirement at risk? That can be a tough question to wrestle with. We'll dig in here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. Hello again, and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. We hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson, and we are looking at 7 retirement killers to avoid. Now, the financial and investing world can be puzzling. You've got all the acronyms, the terms. It can be all but just completely overwhelming. So much so that many people that we know and we talk with that come into the office, they tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn to, who they can trust, or where to go for answers. Now, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. One of the things that we're here for, and even the radio show, one of our goals is to help demystify some of the retirement planning terms and myths out there and ideas that can have you confused, to hopefully help you gain an understanding, which hopefully allows you to gain confidence to feel comfortable with the direction you're heading. Now, case in point, today's show, we're looking at retirement killers to avoid. Now, this is actually a 2-part series. So today we're covering the first 4 retirement killers and concluding the list of 7 next weekend. So if you enjoy today's topic, be sure and tune in next week as well. Now, quick recap. The first killer, Pete, was pie-in-the-sky investment return assumptions.
Yeah, absolutely. We run into that a lot. And your defense for that is you need to have some conservative money when making those assumptions. Like, don't pick 9%. Assume that maybe you're only going to make 6%. And then failing to have a written income plan.
That's a big one, Pete. I mean, this is one I feel like we could talk about every weekend, and it still adds value. Now, you said a few things I want to bring back up. You said your defense, obviously, is fairly simple. You need a plan. Mm-hmm. But there's three main things that I heard you say that need to go in this plan. There's a lot more, but there's 3 main areas that you want to cover. Number one, you want to be able to show how much you will need from year to year in this written income plan. Number two, you need to show where to find the money that will replace your paycheck since you're no longer in the working years. You need that money that's going to replace that paycheck. And then number three, and this is obviously a key one because it addresses a lot of fears, is you need to know how long your money will last. All those things should be wrapped up in a written income plan.
Absolutely. And let's jump right into killer number three, because there's more, unfortunately. Being so miserly, you can't enjoy retirement. And so sometimes we have to slow people down because they're spending too recklessly and too much, based on the plan and their investments and their budget and so on. Yeah. But sometimes people are spending too little too. Mm. And it's hard, you know, it's difficult to nail down exactly what the right thing is. But people are afraid of running out of money in retirement. And especially, Ben, when they don't have a good plan, it's the number one worry. And so they're pinching pennies and they go through year after year after year, and they could have been spending more. They could have been enjoying some times of their retirement, because you don't know how long it's going to last. But they're so miserly. They, you know, it's hard when all you've done is save for 40 years to actually have permission to start spending some of that money. It's tough. And so now all of a sudden you're 20 years into retirement, you turn 85 and you realize the time has ticked away and you've really done nothing. Mm-hmm. So we often tell people the go-go years and the slow-go years and then the no-go years. Do a few things up front. Don't go crazy, but do a few things up front so that you're not so miserly that you don't get to enjoy it. So again, find that middle ground. That's the defense.
And if you have any questions about these retirement killers that we're covering today, or other questions about your own retirement, you can always set up a 15-minute phone call, and that is complimentary, with one of our advisors here at Beacon Capital Management. Connect with us at 615-488-9303 to set that up. Or you can always request a free visit with us to sit down by texting the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to that same number, 615-488-9303. Of course, there's no cost. And number three, Pete, that you just covered was being so miserly, so conservative in your mindset for all those years that it's hard for you to enjoy retirement. And I know one of the things that you and John discuss a lot particularly at some of these seminars, is having a bucket strategy for your assets so that each bucket really provides for a different need. I think that's really smart to help people have that confidence to know, okay, I'm going to be covered. I'm diversified enough that I can step back, start pulling money out, and actually enjoy my retirement.
Yeah. So, for example, you might have a safety bucket for cash that you can get your hands on at any time that doesn't have those wild fluctuations of the market. And that can be for vacations or bigger purchases, spoil the grandkids, whatever. And then an income bucket would include assets that are protected from the market, but reliable income streams, Social Security, a pension, that whatever you have that we can use to pay those bills. And then a growth bucket that would hold riskier assets, and you're actually buying time in the market for this money to go up and down, but over a period of time should make the most amount of money and build wealth for the future, because you're not just going to need this money for maybe like 5 to 10 years. You may need it for 20 to 30 years.
Well, Pete, you are in a kind of a neat stage, and especially to do what you've done for these 20 years, where you've helped literally hundreds of families in the Middle Tennessee area. And now you yourself are starting to look at retirement. So as someone who has done this so long, as you look back and look forward, is there any key things that you've learned as you go in that you're like, I'm really glad that I've picked these up, because I'm going to apply them as I look at my own retirement here in the coming years?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing is that we're constantly monitoring where we're at, our spending. You have to do that even in retirement, not just have a budget and watch your spending during your working years, but also in your retirement years. And we're always making sure that the assumptions that we made match up. And another thing is, the very principles that we teach here at Beacon, what makes me feel good about like the things that we're teaching people is that I've applied those for my own strategy as well. It's not like, okay, we're going to tell all the clients that we work with one way to invest their money and how to have conservative monies for income and then growth monies for down the road. We're doing the same thing. We're not just telling them one thing and then we're doing another for ourselves because we got some other better way. And it's working out good so far, even though I'm just semi-retired. Well, sometimes around the office, they say I'm semi-working,
that could be more like the other side of the coin. Yeah. So are you part of that 50% of Americans, or over 50% of Americans, who fear running out of money in retirement? If so, there's some things you can do about it. And a good solid income plan can help address those concerns and those nagging fears. Now, those fears tell us that something needs to be done, something we need to be aware of. And fears are one of our emotions that aren't necessarily negative if we take action and work to put ourselves in a better position. And so that's why we recommend a retirement income analysis as a great place to start. Now, based on your current portfolio, as well as those personal dreams, your goals, we're going to show you what number you should be aiming for. We're going to show you what a solid income plan looks like for you, as well as a reflection of your current income plan. So we're going to look at where you've been and as well as look at where you're going. And in that is a projection of your financial longevity based on where you're at today, as well as identifying those potential gaps, those weaknesses in your income plan, so that we can look at opportunities. We can search for opportunities to help you save on things like taxes and fees. We're also going to look at the right balance for you of growth money versus protected income.
Yeah, and again, like we've said before, the only thing we need from you is some basic information. We're going to do all the heavy lifting. Your part's easy, but we have to have some numbers and things to work with. And the best part is there's no cost, no obligation at all to do this. And even if you have a financial advisor that you've worked with, it's always great to get a second opinion. We'd be happy to do that. And again, there'll be no arm twisting. Nobody's going to try to force you to do anything. Reach out to us at 615-488-9303.
And again, that number is 615-488-9303. Today, we're talking about 7 retirement killers to avoid. Well, how much risk is too little or too much, particularly as you go into retirement? Wouldn't it be nice to know? And the good news is there is a way that you can know and know for sure. We're going to get into that right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. We're glad to have you joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson. And the show topic today, 7 Retirement Killers to Avoid. Now, this is actually a 2-part series. So today we're covering the first 4 retirement killers. And then we'll conclude the list of 7 next weekend. So if you enjoy today's topic, be sure and tune in next weekend as well. So Pete, continuing down the list, we're ready for the 4th retirement killer.
Yeah, absolutely. Killer number 4, drum roll, taking too much risk with your investments when you're in the retirement stage. The closer you get to retirement, the more you have to protect your principal. When you first start investing, maybe you're 25, 30 years old, it's all about growth. But some people have a hard job getting to the place where now all of a sudden it's not just all growth, it's also growth and protection. And now that you have a great nest egg, keeping it is very, very important. And so what is your defense against taking too much risk with your investments? Meet with an experienced retirement financial advisor to find out what is the right portfolio mix that's best for you based on your age. Maybe you're in your 50s now, maybe in your 60s. You could be in your 70s. This financial advisor, if they really are good at retirement planning, they're going to be able to do an exhaustive review of your investments and simulate how they would be able to react in historic market crisis, like the year 2000, 01 and 02, and then 2008, for example, and then when COVID hit and all these other things.
That's right. And so let me add to that, Pete. So what this, what your financial advisor should do when it looks at this is your portfolio should match your tolerance for risk. And your risk tolerance is not always going to stay the same. And that's why you need to rebalance annually and be meeting with your advisor on at least an annual basis. And if today you have concerns about your financial situation when it comes to the market, that may be a sign that your portfolio likely doesn't match your risk tolerance if you're really concerned about that, something you need to make sure that you're bringing to your financial advisor. And it's important to do what we call a stress test to see exactly where your portfolio stacks up. And so are you worried, even listening today, are you worried, or maybe you're just curious how your current portfolio would withstand the stress factors like Pete mentioned, the stock market volatility, recession, inflation? Well, we'd love to offer you a free portfolio stress test. Now, this is a comprehensive, complimentary checkup to help you discover how your portfolio is really performing in the current market and how much risk you're really taking on, and is that the right amount of risk for you based on your goals and your retirement plans. So connect with us to get your free portfolio stress test, 615-488-9303. Again, that's 615-488-9303. By the way, if you're just tuning in, thanks for taking some time out of your weekend to join us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie, here with Pete Benson, and we're discussing retirement killers to avoid. Today, we've covered 4 retirement killers, and the first, Pete, was pie-in-the-sky assumptions on returns.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to review here, these pie-in-the-sky assumptions and returns are just, we meet way too many people who are overinflating what they think the market is going to do in their retirement, and that can really have devastating effects. What should you do about that? What is your defense about that happening to you? Be conservative when making the assumptions about your market performance, and then also that will dictate how much you should be able to take out during that period of time in your retirement. And we always recommend somewhere around 18 months worth of cash available in your portfolio so that you don't have to be a forced seller in a down market. Mm-hmm. So number one, pie in the sky assumptions on returns. That's a killer.
And then number 2 is failing to have a written income plan. Now, your defense here, it seems quite simple, but you need a plan. But your plan should have a minimum of three areas that you're covering, right? Number one, how much you will need from year to year. Number two, where to find the money that will replace your paycheck. And then number three, how long will your money last? Important to have all three pieces of that in that written plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And the third killer is being too miserly to enjoy your retirement. You need to have permission to spend some money, just not too much. But you should still be able to have some fun. There is a middle ground there, and you need to find that. That's what the defense is. And if you can't find it, again, having a financial advisor counsel you through that process is very, very important. So each bucket of money that you have should be allocated for a certain purpose in a certain time period and provide for a different need. So again, having that in place is very, very important.
Yeah, that's a good point, Pete. And then number four on our list today is the fourth killer, a retirement killer, is taking too much risk with your investments. So the closer you get to retirement, the more you really have a need to protect that principal. So your defense here is to meet with an experienced financial advisor, a trusted professional, to find a portfolio mix that really aligns with your risk tolerance, aligns with your goals, your retirement plan, so that you can have that confidence as you go into retirement.
So next week's show, we're going to cover three more retirement killers to avoid to complete the total seven retirement killers. We've covered these four today, and you're not going to want to miss next week's show. If you missed any part of today's show or would like to go back and hear it again or recommend it to your family member or friend, you can find the show posted on our website, beaconcm.com. Again, that's beaconcm.com.
Well, today we've been looking into retirement killers to avoid, you know, those things that can rob you of a successful retirement. And as we wind down our show, Pete and I would like to offer you a free financial plan checkup, no cost to you. And this is the best analysis that we can run for your current portfolio. This is a very important thing to have done, Pete.
Yes, when you get your financial plan checkup, you're going to see what number you should be aiming for, if there are any gaps that need to be addressed in your plan, how much risk you really are currently taking on, which most people, when they get this done, it's the first time in their life they really have known exactly how much risk they're taking on. And then if there are opportunities to save on taxes in retirement.
And this financial plan checkup, it's like a wellness check for your portfolio. It's a retirement, say, what if review. To find those cracks, those weaknesses, so to develop a plan with opportunities to really make your life and your retirement better. That's the whole idea. And so what this means is hopefully we can quiet those nagging fears or those concerns or those questions that can maybe haunt you in the middle of the night going, am I really prepared for retirement?
Yeah, and we've made this process very simple and easy for you. First, we gather some information, then we start the analysis process. Then we do up a very detailed risk and fee analysis we just told you about. And next, we're going to work on a custom tax analysis to show you ways you could possibly save on taxes and more. Lastly, we're going to build for you a lifetime income plan that we've been talking about in today's show, using proven strategies to show how much income you can safely generate in retirement and how long it will last.
So to get started with your free financial plan checkup, contact us, 615-488-9303. Again, that number is 615-488-9303. Or you can always visit our website, beaconcm.com. Well, our time is up for this week, but we'll be back again next week for the second part of seven retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address these things to keep them from robbing you of a successful retirement. Well, until then, feel free to call us anytime, 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you, especially in that retirement planning process, you can always visit us online at beaconcm.com. That's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com.
Yes, thanks again for joining with us. We look forward to sharing our thoughts with you each weekend and especially next weekend to get the second part of this. This is Pete Benson. I'm here with Ben Christie from Beacon Capital Management, signing off, wishing you an abundant and peaceful retirement. We always appreciate you tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.